to the Kids in 5, 6, 7 podcast.
Welcome to the Village Kids Advent Podcast with the 5-6. We're so excited you could join us again today. And we're going to be talking about remembering to give thanks and kind of going over the question, thanks or no thanks. I have a very special guest with us today, and I'm going to let him introduce himself. Special guest, what is your first name?
My first name is Josh.
And what grade are you in, Josh?
I am in third grade.
And what's your favorite thing about third grade?
Probably the math.
And I think that's crazy because it's not my favorite. But again, I think as you listen to this podcast, you will see how many Village Kids love math, including the 5-6. So it's kind of striking to me. So we're talking this year about the God of Amazing Gifts. So before we dig into the content, I'd love to hear from you, Josh, a couple things about gifts. But first, what are you looking forward to most about Christmas this year?
Probably the hot chocolate and sitting by the fireplace with my dog.
And what do you like to put in your hot chocolate?
Candy canes, big marshmallows, and little marshmallows.
It's like a combo effort?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you like about the combo of the marshmallows?
Probably it's kind of like big and a little bit small, but it's really tasty.
Yeah, right? Kind of different textures probably in there. They probably melt at different rates. Yeah, I like that. Okay, so, and your dog, what's your dog's name?
My dog's name is Sully.
And is he small or very large?
Very large.
He's very large, right?
Yeah, taller than me.
Yeah, he's taller than you?
Yeah, oh, when my he goodness. Stands up, he's taller
That's
than
That's crazy.
Me.
And so when you're sitting by the fireplace, it's really you're sitting by the fireplace with him, right? Maybe not him with you because he takes up the most room, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty snuggly. I like it. So that's what you're looking forward to. Now, when we think about gifts, what is a gift that you have received that you just absolutely enjoyed?
Probably my uncle's chain that his uncle gave him.
That's very special. How old were you when you got that?
I think 4.
4. Wow. And so your uncle's uncle had passed away and then he kind of passed it on to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you wear it sometimes. And what is a favorite gift that you have given someone?
Because my sister loves the Grinch, probably I gave her Grinch slippers and she really enjoyed that.
And she really enjoyed that. But I mean, who wouldn't love the Grinch? And this is my question for you. Does your sister like the Grinch? Does she like the Grinch or is she like Cindy Lou Who? Like, what would she like about the Grinch?
She likes about the Grinch is his kind of like smile.
I know that is a funny smile. It's like slow and steady.
Yeah.
That's true. And I bet she loved those slippers. And so if you could give a gift to all of the world, what would you give them?
I would give them probably the Bible so they can learn about God.
Oh, I bet that would have a huge impact on people's lives, right?
Yeah.
I think if they started to read God's word and get to know Jesus and understand who that is, that'd be a beautiful gift. So let's dig a little bit into the material here. I'm going to pray for us as we begin. So if your listeners want to join us in prayer, Father in heaven, we pray that you would teach us what it looks like to be thankful to you and what it looks like to not be thankful to you. I pray that you would show us how we're treating you in the gifts and the things that you allow into our lives, Lord, and help us just to live in a place where we are consistently thankful to what you are doing to shape our stories. I pray this in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, I have a question for you, Josh. Everyone at home can be thinking along what their answer to this question would be. How would you feel if you gave someone a gift and they did not say thank you?
I would probably feel a little heartbroken and a little sad.
Yeah, right? That makes sense. And what if they enjoyed the gift, but then they like ignored you afterwards?
I'd feel a little bit happy, but a little bit sad.
Right, you'd be like that.
Like in the middle, in
right,
between.
Like kind of, well, both, right?
You'd
be like, I feel that and this, right?
Yeah.
Because it's a little awkward because.
Yeah, and it's like, I'm happy for them that they enjoyed the gift.
So on day 2, we talked about Psalm 104 showed us that it's right to thank God as the giver of life, breath, and all good things. On day 1 of our podcast, we talked through Psalm 63, which showed us that it's right to treat God as even better than all those gifts. Let's see how people actually treat God by hearing what he has to say about it in the book of Romans. Josh is going to read for us Romans chapter 1, verse 18.
The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth by their wickedness.
All right, so let's make sure we all understand the word wrath. That means that it's like a right anger. And suppress is kind of a word we don't use very often, but that means kind of like to hold down. Like if you think of a button, you like press a button, you like also suppress a button, you hold it down. And so verse 18 talks about God's right anger, his wrath. What does verse 18 tell us he is angry at?
He's angry against the wickedness of the people.
That's exactly right, right? He's like, that makes me not just sad, it makes me want to do something about it, right?
Yeah, like heartbreak.
Yes, absolutely. Another verse from Romans 1 will help us think about what people's godlessness means. So go ahead and read verse 21 for us.
For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him.
Fabulous. It says, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. And so futile is another weird word that we don't use, which basically means useless. What can you spot in that verse is something that people should give to God but don't?
They should give him glory.
Right. But do we always give him glory?
Not always.
Not always. Like, we want to, right?
Yeah.
But there's just times when we're like, I should be giving you thanks. But sometimes I just am like, oh, that's really hard. It's hard to give thanks for hard things sometimes. Mm. People don't treat God as he should be treated. They don't treat him as the awesome creator who gives us everything we have. But there's something else. Go ahead and read Romans verse 25 there.
They exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator who is forever praised.
So what do people get wrong about God and his gifts? What do they end up worshiping or being excited about?
They only get excited about going to heaven, but what they don't know is that if you're good, that you will go to heaven. But that we all know that's not true. If you believe in Jesus died on the cross, then you'll go to heaven.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, sometimes they get a little confused, right? Like, they worship and they get excited about like the end result. Like, oh, I'll just go to heaven, right? And you're like, no, that's actually not the way it works.
Yeah.
We have to believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, that he died and rose again for our sins. He's like paying a price for us, right?
Yeah.
And then he's offering that through what he is. We're exchanging that truth and we're going to worship him for what he's doing rather than the gift. It's kind of like the question we answered before. Like, what if someone got so excited about the gift that they forgot about the giver of the gift, right?
Yeah.
It's awkward. It's weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good gifts should tie us back to the giver of the gift and get to know them, right? Like, when you gave Sammy that good gift of like her Grinch slippers, she learned about you that you're like paying attention to her life, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what she likes. You know that she likes the Grinch's smile, all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think worshiping and serving created things actually looks like in our lives? So like in the Old Testament, people served a lot of actual idols, right? Like, were like made out of gold.
Yeah.
Right. And they were looking to those idols to like get something. Like, that's what they were like, will you rescue us? Will you give us babies? Will you bring rain? Right. Like, all those things.
Yeah.
Well, today some people do that, but not a lot of people do that. What do you think it looks like for me and you, Josh, that sometimes we're like, we forget to worship God as the giver of the gifts, but sometimes we get very excited about the gift? What do we exchange sometimes?
We kind of sin against what God is trying to like help us learn, like what, like all of Jesus's miracles, like people need to know, and we need to know that it's not okay, and that we need to worship our God.
Right. You're like, so sometimes people get caught up in like what he can do for them, right?
Yeah.
Versus like just worshiping him for who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I think that's a pretty common thing. I think sometimes we like ask God for things all the time and we want him to do things in our lives and have miracles or do different things, but we forget that part of what we're doing is we're just worshiping him. Even if sometimes the things he allows in our life are like, no thanks. That's kind of hard, Lord. So people refuse to worship God as a gift giver. People misuse God's gifts and people love God's gifts more than they love God. This is what the Bible calls sin. And God is angry because of sin. And it would be perfectly fair if God took away his gifts of life and everything good from ungrateful humans. But rather than simply taking away his gifts, God did something amazing. He made a way for us to enjoy his gifts and to enjoy him. He did this by sending his greatest gift, his greatest Christmas gift to us, Jesus Christ. Next time, we'll start thinking together about that amazing gift. But for now, Josh, I'd love to hear from you. Has today's passage shown you anything you want to say sorry to God for, or anything that you want to be more grateful for?
Probably like the gifts that I'm probably paying more attention, like, oh, I'm like getting distracted kind of. But like after all of that, I'm kind of like focusing on God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's like I'm looking over there and I'm looking over here, mm-hmm. God's way.
Yep. It's like, and it's hard not to get distracted by the things of the world, right?
Yeah.
Because sometimes they can be like shiny and they're like, ooh, I would really like that. Ooh, right? And you're like, I want to be able to look at God's way and what he's doing, right? Josh, will you pray for all of our listeners and for our own hearts today as we process this material that we would just be able to give thanks to God for all things?
Of course. Dear Jesus, thank you for this day, thank you for this food. And God, I just pray you would just know that you would teach these listeners that they would know that their gifts mean nothing to us and that you are the gift giver. God, I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right. Can you close our podcast today by wishing our listeners a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
All right. Merry Christmas, everybody. We look forward to seeing you again here tomorrow. Have a great day.
Everything that moves and breathes,
sing a song and praise the Lord.
Lay your troubles at his feet.
I'm gonna sing to you.
I wanna thank you, Lord. You're the giver of all good things.